This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Campaigning for assembly elections in Tamil Nadu and first phase in West Bengal is ending this evening. Single-phase polling in Tamil Nadu and first phase of voting in West Bengal will take place on Thursday. On the final day, Union Home Minister and Senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed rallies at Kulti in West Bardhaman and in Siliguri. BJP leader Rekha Gupta joined a roadshow in Asansol. On the other hand, Trinamool Congress President and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee addressed a public meeting in Haldia. Congress, left and other parties also campaigned in support of party candidates across the state. In Tamil Nadu, Union Minister Piyush Goyal campaigned in the state today. The General Secretary of AIADMK, Edappadi K. Palaniswami, addressed a public meeting at Salem. TVK founder, actor and politician Vijay campaigned in Chennai. The government today said that domestic LPG supply across the country is normal and no dry out has been reported at any LPG distributor across the country. Addressing the interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi, Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said that despite the increased prices of crude oil and LPG in the international market, the government strives to ensure uninterrupted domestic supply of LPG.
In spite of increase in the price in the international markets, whether it is LPG or whether it is crude, the prices in the country are more or less stable. Price ko stable rakhne ke liye, Bharat Sarkar ne excise duty, petrol aur diesel dono pe reduce ki hai. This has helped in maintaining the price stable.
Briefing media director at the Department of Animal Husbandry and Dairying, Pooja Rastogi, asserted that milk procurement, processing and supplying across the country have remained uninterrupted amid the ongoing West Asia conflict. She said that the price of milk and its products are stable and no disruption has occurred in the market.
Milk procurement, processing and supply across the country have remained uninterrupted. Price of milk and milk products are stable. No supply disruption has occurred in the market. The department has been closely monitoring the situation and has taken a series of proactive measures to ensure smooth operations in the dairy value chain. There are no issues related to supply of fuel gas and plastic packaging material to the dairy sector.
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has said that the civil services play a predominant role in implementing the government's plans and policies at the grassroots level. Addressing the Civil Services Day in New Delhi today, Mr. Radhakrishnan said that plans can be made in capital Delhi, but fruitful results in remote villages come only when they are implemented in their true sense. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah have extended their greetings to all civil servants on National Civil Service Day. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, who is on a three-day visit to Germany, has reached Berlin this afternoon. In a social media post, Mr. Singh shared that he was flown in a special German Air Force aircraft and escorted by fighter jets during his flight from Munich to Berlin and accorded military honours on his arrival in Berlin. During the visit, he will hold bilateral talks with his German counterpart Boris Pistorius and other senior leaders to further strengthen the strategic defense partnership between the two countries. Iranian state television issued an on-screen alert today saying that no delegation from Tehran has visited Islamabad in Pakistan so far, as speculation about possible talks with the US grows. The on-screen alert likely reflects the internal debate ongoing within Iran's theocracy as it weighs how to respond to the U.S. Navy seizure of an Iranian container ship over the weekend. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance is expected to lead an American team to the talks. Iran has offered no word on who could lead its delegation. Last time, Parliamentary Speaker Mohammad Bakhar Ghalibaf led the Iranian side. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad will face Delhi Capitals at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad at 7:30 this evening. Yesterday, Mumbai Indians defeated Gujarat Titans by 99 runs in a league stage match at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.